An emergency appeal is issued by an Indian ministry. A new Bible translation project targets Haitian Creole, and a ministry debuts radio programming in Niger. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hope Givers International has issued an emergency appeal for prayer and funding. It's a campaign brought on by serious oppression in India over the last 7 months. Chief Operating Officer of Hope Givers, Michael Glenn, describes it.
Slander campaign. You see this in the newspapers or over the media. Then legal action taken, bogging you down and having to deal with those things. And then literally, of course, physical attacks.
Rajasthan's government seized bank accounts and operating licenses. They were restored by the courts and upheld by the Supreme Court Monday. Glenn says that's why they're kicking off Operation Solid Rock.
Operation Solid Rock is really the phrase that we're using for our emergency relief effort. We need these funds to help us get things restored completely for the orphanages, the schools, and all the other humanitarian institutions that were really impacted.
Despite all the attacks, Hope Givers hasn't stopped sharing the gospel. Go to our website to help them. Next, Haiti has been beleaguered with economic, political, and religious upheaval for decades. The World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says they're working to translate God's word into the Haitian Creole language. It's a real need for this troubled land.
There is a huge literacy challenge for Haiti. There are many, many people who, even though they can read to some degree, are not able to read the language of the text that has been printed. It is in an ancient language and, of course, not readable or understandable by most of today's readers.
Around 12 million people speak the Haitian Creole language, and Bishop says the translation project will help meet needs now and in the future.
Our latest research from Haiti tells us that only 1 in 10 believers today have ever had a Bible. And so the need is both for existing Christians and for the many that will be brought to Christ.
A major fundraising campaign is underway. You're listening to Mission Network News. Some consider the country of Niger to be one of the least evangelized nations in sub-Saharan Africa. 2 years' devotion toward the launch of gospel programming in Niger culminated this month. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they just dedicated a new recording facility in the city of Maradi. They're working with an indigenous partner to produce gospel programming 5 days a week in Hausa and French for air on local radio stations.
The first broadcast were on the air during the first week of September, and already, even after the first day, there was a report of favorable comments from local people, including some non-Christians who thought that the program sounded very worthwhile.
Words of Hope will also provide materials and help train local pastors to pursue broadcasting opportunities on local community stations. Pray for the staff as they reach this heavily Muslim area with the gospel. And Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss explores another facet of a partnership ministry while on assignment covering HCJB World Radio's 75th anniversary.
Healthcare is a key component of HCJB World Radio's vision for ministry in the century to come. Dr. Richard Stitcher is the newly appointed Director General of Hospital Vozandes in Quito, Ecuador. He says healthcare can be one means of carrying the gospel into a region, particularly in areas of the world where typical missionary activities are not acceptable. This year, that became acutely evident as 3 relief teams from Ecuador traveled to Indonesia and then Pakistan following natural disasters in those areas. And those response projects birthed a new vision.
We are in the process of establishing what is called a mobilization center here in Quito. Our desire is to bring those who have a desire to be trained in mission work with a healthcare background to prepare them in biblical studies, missiology, as well as give them a greater area of expertise in different portions of medicine to prepare them to be sent out.
Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 23rd. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims during their holiest time of the year. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.